नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 18 टाइटल्ड पृथु महाराज मिल्क्स द अर्थ प्लैनेट टेक्स्ट 25 वटवत्स वनस्पत्यः
वटवत्स वनस्पत्यः
पृथग्रसमयं पयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानधातुं स्वसानुषु वटवत्स वनस्पत्यः पृथग्रसमयं पृथग् पृथग्रसमयं पयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानाधातुं स्वसानुषु वटवत्स वनस्पत्यः पृथग्रसमयं पयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानाधातुं स्वसानुषु
वटवत्स वनस्पत्यः
पृथग्रसमयं पयः
वटवत्स वनस्पतयः पृथग्रसमयं पयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानाधातुं स्वसानुषु
वटवत्स वनस्पतयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानाधातुं स्वसानुषु वटवत्स वनस्पतयः
पृथग्रसमयं पयः गिरयो हिमवद्वत्स नानाधातुं स्वसानुषु
What would mean? Vatavatsah.
Vatavatsah. Making the banyan tree a calf.
Vana patayah. The trees. Pratak. Different. Rasamayam. In the form of juices. Payah. Milk. Girayah. The hills and mountains. Himavat. Vatsaha, making the Himalayas the calf. Nana, various. Dhatun, minerals. Swa, own. Sa, shanu, sa, sa, no, shu. On their peaks. Translation, the trees made a calf out of the banyan tree and thus they derived milk in the form of many delicious juices. The mountains transformed the Himalayas into a calf and they milked a variety of minerals into a pot made of the peaks of hills. Text 26. Sarvesva mukhyavatsena sve sve patre prithak payah sarvakama dugham prithvim duduhu prithu bhavitam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The planet Earth supplied everyone is respective food. During the time of King Prithu, the earth was fully under the control of the king. Thus, all the inhabitants of the earth could get their food supply by creating various types of calves and putting their particular types of milk in various pots. Purport. This is evidence that the Lord supplies food to everyone. As confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. Although the Lord is one, He is supplying all necessities to everyone through the medium of the planet Earth. There are different varieties of living entities on different planets, and they all derive their eatables from their planets in different forms. On the basis of these descriptions, how can one assume that there is no living entity on the moon? Every moon is earthly, being composed of the five elements. Every planet produces different types of food according to the needs of its residents. According to the Vedic Shastras, it is not true that the moon does not produce food or that no living entity is living there. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vicham Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sde Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vishya Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Bande Shri Guru Natarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. The context here is that different personalities are milking out whatever they need from the cow, which is actually the earth personified. And here we see in this particular verse that we are discussing, so the trees made a calf out of the banyan tree and they derived the milk in the form of delicious juices. And then the mountain transformed the Himalayas into a calf and the milk a variety of minerals into a pot made of peaks of the hills. And similarly, other living entities or other personalities came. The Vidyadharas, Gandharvas, Apsaras, and demigods and demons, others. Everyone came, they milked out, you know, whatever they want. And in the next verse here, it's very clear that whatever everyone wanted, the same things are provided to everyone. And here we see in the purport, Prabhupada is very nicely mentioning that how if Supreme Personality of Godhead has created the living entities, He will also provide whatever is needed for sustenance and maintenance. And this shloka is very often quoted by Srila Prabhupada in his lectures. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. So one personality, that is Sri Krishna, one personality. So this personality, He maintains everyone, all the living entities, without any doubt. But our problem is, when there is no faith on the Lord, then we think, okay, then I have to do something for myself. And endeavoring is okay, but extra endeavoring, over endeavoring becomes a problem. One analogy we give for newcomers to understand this concept, that how we are not dependent on the Lord, is Like a small child, he's sitting on the breakfast table and then he's having breakfast. And after breakfast, he's packing the breakfast in the dabba. So now the mother is asking, no, what happened? No, why are you packing this box? Then he's saying, what if you don't give me lunch? So there's a doubt here. Mother will obviously cook. But here, this boy or this child, he's saying that, no, what if you don't give? So better, no, I pack and keep for myself. So this is a very important understanding that if we have this faith on the Lord that he'll take care of me, then this over-endeavor can be avoided. And we can see, he is providing whatever is needed to each and every living entity. Be it a small ant going around in the room, whatever milligram food is needed, he provides. Whereas the elephants in the African jungles and other jungles, they need tons of food. Every single day they get tons of food. So in this way, when we compare, even the birds and the other animals which are there, they all are getting food. In fact, Prabhupada, you know, he asked this question in a few of his lectures, that how much do a human being need for maintaining himself? And then he himself answers saying, 3 chapatis. And for that, why the person has to slog so much day and night together? So in this way we see that this fear which is there, that how will I maintain myself, that actually pulls a person down in progressing on the path of bhakti. Very, very important point which Prabhupada is making here. So this bhayam, I was just searching one verse, which is in context with this current verse. So my current hearing is Akrur Leela, so that I am hearing Akrur's arrival in Vrindavan. So in this, the context comes that how a person should do bhakti. So Akrura, he was called by Kans Maharaj. And you see why Akrura stayed in Mathura. This is a very nice meditation. Akrura was facing all the atrocities done by Kans Maharaj. It is described that he was one of those very few who stayed back in Mathura. Whereas many left, many fled away to different places. In fact, Rohini was shifted to Nanda Maharaj's house and so many other people were shifted to other places. Everyone fled away but very few people, and out of that even Akrura was there, Akrura stayed there. And why he stayed? With only one intention, one expectation, one hope that one day my Lord Krishna will come here and give me darshan. That was the only thing, nothing else. In fact, when Akrura goes and meets Nanda Maharaj, so at that time Nanda Maharaj, he is making a statement, he is saying that, I don't think I should ask you that how are you? Because you are under a personality whose name is Kans Maharaj, and it's almost asking a sheep or a goat who is there in the butcher shop, how are you? Is anytime he'll be cut. Anytime this person can do anything. So that was the situation in which Akrura was there in that place. But still he stayed at that place with only one hope that one day my Lord will come. But now the question will be why he didn't go himself. He was caring for the Lord, saying if he goes there, then maybe people will get to know where his Lord is. Or Kans Maharaj will get to know where he is and he'll come and harm Lord Krishna. So here we see when Akrura was called by Kans Maharaj that you go to Braj, go to Vrindavan and get my death personified here. That is Krishna and Balram. And obviously this trigger was done by Narada Muni. So Narada Muni was instrumental here to inspire Kans Maharaj to get these two wonderful kids, black and white complexion, to Mathura. Now when he was invited by Kans Maharaj, Akrura came there and Akrura heard these words by Kans Maharaj, please go and get these two boys to Mathura. That was the time where Akrura was feeling so much of bliss, so much of happiness. Finally that day has come where I can go and take darshan of my lordships who are present so close, so very close. We know very well how close Vrindavan, Mathura are. So it's just 20 minutes by auto. So just that close, but still, he was just, that distance was so long for him because he was not able to go. And that day had come when Kans Maharaj is saying, you go and get them. And he was ready, completely enthusiastic, with so much of confidence and with so much of hankering to take darshan of Krishna and Balram, he started for Braj. In fact, this entire meditation from Mathura to Braj is a very, very nice meditation. But we'll not get into that. So he started there and he started thinking various aspects. I'll go and I'll meet Krishna, I'll greet him like this, he will greet me like this, and I'll be able to take darshan of Balram. They will feed me food like this. They will come and ask me, how are you, Akrura? And he wanted to listen this word, Akrura. Because he wanted them to understand that he is not Krura, he is Akrura. So he wanted this word to be uttered by Krishna and Balram. So he was expecting all this. This is Manorath, you know, that he was having. And then when he finally came to Braj, the first darshan he got was the lotus feet of Lord Krishna's. Footprints of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And he could easily make out because he was completely meditating right from the point he started from Mathura. And now when he saw the lotus feet of Krishna, or the footprint of lotus feet of Krishna, he was completely... So it is described in Bhagavatam that he did not get down from the Rath. It is described that he jumped from the Rath. He jumped and he started rolling in the dust. So in this context, there's a verse, you know, which comes, which is in context with the verse, you know, which we are reciting today. Deham vritam iyan artho hitva dambham viyam sucham sandesha yoharir linga darshana shavanadibhi. So here it is said, deham vritam iyan artho. So when does this deha, when will this body get its proper artha? That is the thing that Shukadeva Swami is mentioning here. When this body will get artha, proper meaning, then in the next line he says, hitva dambham viyam sucham. So we'll discuss this line. And then he says that all the ecstasies what Akrura felt starting from Mathura till he got this darshan of the lotus footprint of Krishna, till that point whatever ecstasies he felt, that ecstasies every single living entity should feel, and that is actually the artha of this world and nothing else. And then he is telling in this line that how did he get this wonderful wonderful ecstasies when he was traveling from Mathura till this point. Then he says, hitva dambham, hitva bhiyam, hitva sucham. So he is telling that how a devotee should practice bhakti. Hitva dambham. Hitva dambham, hitva basically means give up, and dambham means pride. So one should give up on someone's pride. Now just imagine, Akrura being the minister of Kans Maharaj, he is jumping from the rath and he is rolling in the dust. In fact, even when we go to Braj, we think twice. Now what will others think? You are rolling here in the dust. But here the minister of a king, he is rolling in the dust here. So just giving up all the designations and whatever possessions and other things, or the thought of whatever possessions he has and his family background, other things, is just jumping and just rolling in the dust, giving up on his own pride. The next, itva bhiyam, giving up the fear. Now you look at this, the bhaya which is there, the fear which is there. Now suppose, Kans Maharaj gets to know that this person was rolling in the dust of Braj. Now Kans Maharaj sent him as a confidential associate. But he doesn't know that this person actually belongs to the other party. So if Kans Maharaj gets to know that this person is doing this, then Kans Maharaj, without any second thought, he will kill this person. And without that fear, without having that fear, this person is rolling in the dust. Rolling in the dust. So see this. So this is one of the important quality for a devotee to practice bhakti. Hitva bhayam. One should give up the fear. Give up the fear of anything and everything. Only fear that we should have, that Prabhupada talks about, is the fear of Maya. That Maya, one day she will catch me. So we should be fearful of Maya. But other than that, no, nothing can be feared, because everything is in control of the Lord. Everything. Obviously, if he desires, no, he can kill us. So that very nice shloka. What is that? Rakhe Krishna mare ke mare Krishna rakhe ke. So this is a nice meditation. So whenever people come asking this, that, you know, I'm very fearful. So this is the shloka which we quote. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. If Krishna wants to protect, who can kill? Who can kill in this world? And Rakhe Krishna mare ke mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to kill, who can protect? Who can protect? And if Krishna has decided that I'll make sure this person gets his food every single day, who can actually snatch away the food? Like yesterday, the discussion that we had in Bhakti Shastri, so that dane dane pe likha hai khane walo ka naam, that was very clear. I was very much convinced, okay, this is how every grain is meant for every person, like different persons. So in this way, if Krishna desires, you know, automatically things will happen. So a living entity need not fear. In fact, Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, he mentions, he quotes one of the verses and he says, what should be the mood of a devotee? He says that a devotee should be like a sold animal. not thinking about his own maintenance and sustenance. Very, very nice verse. So like for example, if a cow is sold, you know, from one person to another, now the cow will not think, now this person has sold me, will this person take care of me or not? The cow will just go. The cow will just go. So that's what Rupa Goswami is saying. A devotee shouldn't, you know, worry about his own sustenance and maintenance. It will automatically happen because the sustainer and maintainer is someone else, not another person whom we are seeing in front. So in this way, hitva bhyam, one should give up the fear. And then Shukadeva Goswami mentions the third quality that a devotee should have is hitva shucham, or giving up one's lamentation or shoka. Shoka is the lamentation. So here the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, you know, he gives analysis saying, what is the shoka? Why is he talking about shoka? Now, Akrura was here rolling in the dust, and I suppose Kansa Maharaj would have got to know, he would have killed him. But before killing Akrura, he would have killed his family members. This is what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying. So he would have killed the family members of Akrura, and Akrura is least bothered. You kill whomever you want, I am rolling here in the dust of bridge. So this shoka, that I will lose something which I have, is something that we have to give up. Because, again, yesterday we were hearing that if Krishna wants, Prabhupada says this, if Krishna wants to give with his 10 hands, how much can we hold with 2 hands? But if Krishna wants to snatch away with his 10 hands, how much can we hold with these 2 hands? So if Krishna wants, he'll anyways take away. And if Krishna wants, anyways, he'll profusely give. But the thing is, when this, whatever things we are attached to, if we are fearing that this thing will be taken away from me, that will actually become an obstacle on the path of bhakti. So here Shukadeva Goswami, very nicely he mentions, so this verse actually caught my attention when I was going through this series of verses. Hitva dambham, hitva bhyam, hitva sucham, shucham. So these three, if we do, that is give up one's pride, give up one's fear, and give up one's lamentation for losing whatever he has, a devotee can relish what Akrura was relishing. The ecstasies that he was relishing from the time he got the message from Kansa Maharaj that go to Braj, till that point where he got darshan of the lotus footprint of Krishna, and when he was rolling in the dust of the lotus footprint of Krishna. So in this way, so Prabhupada is very clearly mentioning that one should understand and one should have faith that whatever we need, Krishna will provide. This faith is very much needed in a devotee. And once this faith comes, once this complete drida shraddha comes, then the devotee will not be in anxiety anytime. The devotee will be peaceful within. The mind will be peaceful. Because if the mind is always agitated, it becomes very difficult to remember the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. If the mind gets agitated, then we see that becomes very difficult for a person to practice bhakti. In fact, many of the times, you know, we have seen that whenever there is some crisis at home or personal things or whatever, it becomes very difficult to chant one's rounds also. The entire focus is on that. In fact, the planning starts. How can I solve this problem? How can I solve that problem? In fact, one of the boys, he came to me and he was saying that I'm not able to chant my rounds. Then I asked him, what happened? I'm chanting, 16 rounds are going on, but then I'm preparing for the interview because I don't have a job. Completely in anxiety. So in this way, whenever this anxiety creeps in, it means that the faith is lacking. Another person, he had come, so he was asking this question that I'm always fearful. Wherever I go, I'm very fearful. I enter any new place, I'm fearful. Or even if I'm there with my friends and relatives, I'm fearful. What should I do? So fear of what? Fear of these persons will do something to us. That's the fear. But without sanction of the Lord, nothing can happen in this world. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Even a blade of grass cannot move without sanction of the Lord. So if this understanding is there, then the mind will be peaceful, and then the person can practice bhakti very nicely without anxiety. And I was just analyzing this point of anxiety. Life is this short, in that when if anxiety comes, it becomes even more shorter. And in that, now we have to practice bhakti and attain perfection. This itself, whatever span we have, it becomes difficult to understand how will we attain Krishna in this span, whatever we have. In that, getting anxiety, you know, making it more smaller, how can we attain Krishna? Very difficult. So in this way, having faith that eko bhavnam yo vidadati kaman, that Lord is taking care of everyone and he'll maintain me also, will solve most of the anxieties that a person has, and you'll be able to practice bhakti very nicely. So I stop here. If any questions or comments. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.